朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
这个是加勒。
This is Caleb.
他一心在希伯伦。
His entire heart was on the land of Hebron.
再强的仇敌都挡不住他这个心智。
No matter how great the giant cannot stand against his will.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们要何等感谢主耶稣啊！
And how we thank the Lord Jesus.
他的约翰福音十五章说，他以后不要再称我们为仆人了。
John chapter 15, the Lord says, I no longer call you servants.
他说我要称你们为朋友。
But I am calling you friends.
因为仆人常常不知道主人的意思。
Because the servants often do not know the will of his master.
主说，你们若遵循我的话，你们就是我的朋友了。
But you obey my commandments, you are my friend.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天可以成为万王之王的朋友。
A brother and sister, today we may be called the friend of the King of Kings.
我不晓得在地上哈。
In this world,
如果我问你，你最好的朋友是谁？你能不能马上想起来
？If I ask you who is your best friend, can you give me a name?
可不可以讲得起来
？Can you think of a name?
可以。
Yes.
好，那我们现在如果你这个所有这个地上好朋友的特质
，and all the wonderful characteristics of your friends,
你到底在主的身上找得到找不到
？Can you find any of them in the Lord Jesus？
你决定找得到。
Yes, you'll find it in Him.
啊，除了他如果很喜欢喝酒以外，
unless
出去外面吃喝玩乐犯罪
，he's a drunkard and he is a glutton. He loves the world.
我说，如果他是一个好朋友的特质，你决定在耶稣身上找得到，而且不知道胜过多少倍。
And I would say of a good friend, the qualities of a good friend, Jesus, you would find it in Jesus and a multiple magnitude.
所以整个加勒的一生就是为了这件事情，好，他羡慕。
So all the days of Caleb's life, he longed for this.
第三个，他充满了更新的能力和心智。
Thirdly, he had a strength that is renewed, and he had a will that is renewed.
他在那里讲到说，我那个时候是如何，我现在还是如何。
Who I was then, I am so now.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这真的是一件很不容易的事情啊。
And this is something that is not easy.
而且他说，无论是征战这么大的事
，He said whether it's strength for war,
或是很平凡日常生活中的出跟入
，Or whether it's just going out and coming back in.
我那时候力量如何，现今还是如何。
As my strength then, so is my strength now.
你看多难啊。
How difficult is that?
啊，那天大家看我们的这个二十周年的影片，好，四个阶段。
And when we saw the footages of these past 20 years for our church, and we saw the four stages.
啊，其实有很多的 old timer, 就是教会当初早期的弟兄姊妹，你们现在以为他们都是新来的，怎么不认识啊？因为都换个样子了。
There are a lot of old timers back then, and now everybody think that they're brand new here, but they actually.Been here for a while, they just look different.
对不对？为什么你们看见培明弟兄，你们会笑呢
？Why is it when you see培明叔叔 you will laugh?
底下写什么？风华。啊？啊？对不对？那时候的他跟现在的他摆在一起，哎，不一样，对不对
？And he looked quite different then from how he looked now.
那个时候的我跟现在的我摆在一起，像爸爸跟儿子一样，哈，差很多。
And who I was then and who I am now is like.Father and son standing next to each other.
身材也变很多。
Our stature look quite different.
就像你们现在看到的我的父亲，你如果是三五年前看到他，我们五年前献堂的时候，他还可以讲一整堂的道。
And just like my father, a few years back when we were dedicating the sanctuary, he was able to come up here and share and speak.
大家已经为了他那一分多钟的祷告已经很感动了。其实他可以讲整个小时的道没有问题的。
And everybody was moved by the prayer that Grandpa you had on the stage on our anniversary. But back then he was able to speak at least for an hour.
所以加勒能够维持他那样子一个更新的能力，不是一件容易的事情。不光是肉身上的。
And Caleb having the physical ability to sustain his strength, it is difficult enough already.
哦、他能够心里面一直维持一个新鲜的爱新鲜的这个 passion、都不是容易的事情
But of his heart, of his spirit, to have a renewed freshness of his spirit and passion, that is something that is hard.
对不对？我们得到复兴的时候，我们头几天读圣经，每一天都很有味道。
When we are revived, the very first few days, we feel that there's a lot of flavor as we read the scriptures each day.
你刚刚来到这个教会的时候，头几篇道你听得都津津有味。
And when you first came and joined this particular church, the very first few messages you hear, you're like, wow, it's wonderful.
你听来听去就是这个样子。
And then after a while, you say, ah, it's all the same.
你也受苦，我也受苦。
You're suffering, I'm suffering.
因为你每次听的一样的，你会受苦。
And every time you hear the same things, you feel like, oh, this is what.
我在上面想到你每次都要听一样的，我也很不舒服。
And every time I think that, well, you're listening to the same thing, I don't feel so good either.
所以你知道，在美国，在中国，很多这种大的宗派的这个团体，他们每三年到五年传道人换一个地方哈。
So in China and in America, of these larger congregations, approximately every three years.The pastors would rotate and move around.
哪里有像我这样子赖了二十年还在这的
？Not to say that I have been here for 20 years and I'm still here.
因为大概三年就把他所有可以讲的道都听完了。
So about 3 years, the congregation feels that I could hear, I've heard everything this man has to say.
弟兄姊妹，这是活在肉体，活在旧造里面，喜欢新鲜。
This is living in the flesh, living in the old creation. We like to hear something tingling, something new.
我们需要的更新是在圣灵里面，是在真实生命里面不断的更新。
The renewal that we need is in the spirit of the Lord inside of us.
加勒能够说那时如何，现在还是如何。
And Caleb able, when he's able to say how I was then, I am still now.
不管是在那种大如征战的大事上，那时力量如何。
Whether it be the strength for war of these big, huge events.
他能够小小到平凡生活中的出跟入，他的力量还是如何。
Or even in the ordinary things in life, as he's going out, coming in, he says, my strength is the same.
弟兄姊妹，这是了不起。
Brothers and sisters, this is something that is immense.
不仅仅那时如何，四十岁的时候。
No matter, he was the same in strength when he was 40.
连现在八十五岁了还是如何。
And at the age of 85, he says, my strength is the same.
弟兄姊妹，这是了不起的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a great thing.
所以大事是如何，小事也是如何。
And the great matters in life and the small ordinary matters in life is exactly the same.
那时是如何，现在也是如何。
How I was in strength then, I am now the same.
这表示什么？
What does that represent?
你看你们又不专心了。
Nobody's paying attention.
表示他一直都是如何嘛。
It means that he's always been the same, right?
就像我那时候跟智慧讲的，我说我只有两个乐器不会，就是那个也不会，这个也不会。
I told Christina that the only instruments that I don't know is that one and this one.
这两个加起来就是通通都不会。
That doesn't make sense. All of those and all of these. So that means I don't know anything.
对不对？
Right?
表示加勒是一直 constantly, 他一直在主的面前有更新的能力。
So Caleb was steadfast before the Lord. That's why he has strength all the days of his life.
这个丹的儿子上来的时候说，上个礼拜天九点半聚会已经坐满了。
And my son reminded me last Sunday, by the time it was 9:30, the seats were packed.
今天早上九点半的时候，大概到了不到一半。
And around 9:30, we're about half full.
你就发现那时我们很好，今天就不行了。
We discovered then we were so good, now we're not so good.
才上个礼拜大家都准时，这个礼拜就不能准时了。
It's only been 7 days apart.Then we were all punctual, now we're not so punctual.
彼得那时候说，主我为你死都行。
And Peter said at one point, Lord, I'm willing to even die for you.
没有多久，
not too much longer.
发咒起誓说我不认识这个人。
He would swear and said, I don't know you.
那个持续的力量。
The power to sustain.
所以为什么有一首诗歌我们很喜欢唱，愿你逐日维持的力仍然顾念我的软弱。
There's a particular hymn that we love to sing, the Lord, may your daily strength be my comfort each day.
会不会唱？愿你逐日维持的力，仍然顾我软弱。你的亮光助我引以生命吞我时何？ 们需要主的亮光除掉我们的黑暗阴翳。
And we need the light of the Lord to come and shed upon our soul to drive away the darkness.
需要祂的生命吞灭我们里面的死亡。
That His life will consume the death within.
好，所以刚刚唱的时候都是老弟兄老姊妹会唱哈。
A lot of elderly brothers and sisters able to sing the song.
我们年轻一样需要逐日维持的力来顾念我们。
We who are younger, we also need the strength of the Lord each day.
好，所以我们常常唱的276首也是，对不对？
The hymn 276 is the same.
求主天天扶持我，给我力量，保守我，使我一生走窄路。叫主心满意主。
May the Lord sustain me each day, that I may walk on the narrow way, and keep me, and that He would be satisfied each day of my life.
每一天都需要。
Every day we need it.
好，第四个讲到全然心为神家的加勒。
And fourthly, we talk about the heart of Caleb that is entirely on the house of God.
刚才我们已经讲过了，他有38年的时间陪着神儿女们在旷野里面接受神对百姓的管教。
We may mention earlier that for 38 years he accompanied the people of God as they were being disciplined through the wilderness.
他们两个不仅仅没有得罪神，而且真的是好学生。
And not only did Joshua and Caleb did not offend God, but they're wonderful students.
那么得胜。
And they are victorious.
但是神没有让他们说，好吧，你们两个先去哈，其他人38年以后再来。
But God didn't say, okay, Caleb and Joshua, you guys go first. Everybody will follow after 38 years.
或者我跟你带到以林去，你们在以林休息38年。等他们死光以后再去。
Nor did the Lord said, okay, the two of you rest in this oasis of Elim, and everybody after they're all dead, then you'll join up and go.
你发现他们陪着神儿女们来接受神在他们身上的管教。
He discovered that they accompanied the people of God as they were being disciplined by the Lord.
然后你从来听不见他们的埋怨。
And you would never hear their grumbling voices.
38年，神百姓那个生命里面的丑陋、肉体的败坏，一直被暴露、被暴露、被显明。然后神管教他们。
The ugliness and the corruptness of the life of the people of God were being exposed time and time again, and God continued to discipline them and judge them.
要一直陪着他们。
But they, these two individuals, they accompanied the people of God.
弟兄姊妹不容易啊。
It is not easy.
有一次有一个太太，一个中年的太太，这个照镜子照了很久以后哭起来了。
There was a lady who's in her middle ages and middle ages.She was looking at the mirror and looking at herself.
因为青春不在，皱纹也出来了，白头发也出来了。
Her youth is fleeting her, and she began to see white hair and gray hair emerging.
所以她就哭起来了。
And so as she was gazing into the mirror, she started to weep.
没想到她先生是个木头
her husband is
a 不能够体恤她的心，然后就说你才看一次就哭，我天天都得看你。
And her husband actually said to her, "You look at yourself once and you weep. I get to look at you every day."
这种人是不是该教训哈？
Men like these should be disciplined, right?
这就是加勒的心情。
But this is the heart of Caleb.
这些神百姓一路上被那个肉体的败坏丑陋被神暴露出来。
And all the way in the wilderness, the ugliness within their lives is being exposed.
很多时候我们都很惊讶啊，我原来会这么坏啊。
And oftentimes we even surprise ourselves and we say, I'm that bad.
主，我怎么这么败坏？我会有这种想法。
Lord, how could I think these thoughts and how could I think this way?
我居然会说这样子的话，我会做这样子的事。
And such words would come out of my mouth, I would actually do such things.
不要说你自己很惊讶，很受苦，别人其实早就在受你的苦。
Not to say that you are surprised by yourself, but everyone else is suffering because of you.
加勒、约书亚陪着他们38年。
Joshua and Caleb, they accompany God's people for 38 years.
然后进了迦南以后，他就先花了7年的时间。
And after entering to Canaan, he spent 7 years.
他帮助神的儿女们南征北讨，先把他们的产业得着。
He went north and south to help the people of God to take their inheritance.
这是一个领袖的度量。
And this is the capacity of a leader.
他的心永远先在神儿女们的需要上。
His heart is always settled upon the people of God first.
先在神的旨意能够成就在神儿女们身上。
His heart is always settled upon God's will being accomplished on God's people first.
甚至胜过了他自己属灵的渴慕、追求和羡慕。
Surpasses his spiritual longings and his spiritual desire, his own spiritual desire.
当他踏进迦南的时候，他其实就巴不得就到希伯伦去了。
When he entered into Canaan, I know it was with all of his heart, he wished that he could could just go to Cain or go to Hebron.
你们去打你们的应许之地，我来得我的应许之地。
You fight your own promised land, I'll fight mine.
但是你却发现他花了七年的时间陪着他们。
He discovered for 7 years he accompanied the people of God.
所以我说他不容易，他明明生命各方面可能年纪都比Joshua老练了。
And I said it's not easy because oftentimes maybe Caleb is more advanced in experience and maybe in years than Joshua.
他不仅仅没有这种增进。抱怨他反而全力地支持他
Not only did he war against Joshua, compete with Joshua, but wholeheartedly he supported Joshua.
弟兄姊妹，神家需要这样子的器皿
Brother and sister, we need vessels like this in God's house.
今天各地的教会为什么会分门结党？为什么会分了又分
Why is it that we see divisions after divisions in the house of God?
因为这种山头主义，我自己要独大，我要被尊重，我要被高举。都隐藏在人的私欲里面、
Because the thought of self-exaltation that I want to be first is hidden in the hearts of men.
而他却是以整个神家为念。
But Caleb, his entire mind is set upon the people of God.
他陪着神儿女们去南征北讨。
He ran with the people of God north and south.
而且他做什么事情都是为了神家的好处。
And no matter what he did with the purpose of what is the ultimate good for the house of God.
他连嫁女儿都说，谁如果能够把基列西佛这个城打下来，我就把女儿给他。
And even when he was giving his daughters off in marriage, he says, whoever can take the cities of Hebron, I will marry my daughter to him.
他整个的心都是为了神家求好处。
His entire heart is seeking the utmost good for the house of God.
当你真正爱一个人的时候
when you truly love somebody,
不管你在谈恋爱或是你自己的孩子或是什么
whether you're in the middle of a courtship or whether concerning your own children,
你一定看到好吃的就想给他看到好的就想跟他分享去好玩的地方希望他也在
When you have something good to eat you want to share with that individual anything you have that is good any place you want to go that you want to take them along with you
这就是家乐
This is Caleb
有个宝贝女儿要嫁
There's a precious daughter that is to be married off
他不是去找谁家最有钱
He didn't go look off to someone who is most wealthy
他不是去找谁家在神家最有地位
He didn't look for someone who had the most position in God's house
他要找一个人是能够为着神家尽忠为着神家除灭仇敌
He wanted someone who could be faithfulTowards the house of the Lord, who is mighty in doing away the enemies for the house of God.
所以你看，很多弟兄姊妹有时候出去买东西，有时候都会想到，哎，神家可能也要啊。
And there are a lot of brothers when they're out shopping, they would have this mindset. Oh, I think God's house would need some as well.
有一个弟兄他要考医学院，那是在台湾所有的医学院都是钱赚最多的。
A brother once was trying to get into med school and.They usually earn quite a bit of money when they come out.
当他考上医学院，他要挑他哪一个系的时候，他特别是故意挑牙医啊。
And when he wanted to come to the place where he's to decide what he's going to specialize in, he decided to go into dentistry.
并不是因为牙齿有那么多颗比较好赚钱，心脏只有一颗。
It is not to say that there are people who have many teeth. There's more things to fix.And the heart, there's only but one.
当牙医反而比较被人家看不起，钱赚的没有心脏科多的。
And a lot of times, you know, those who are dentists, they're not esteemed as highly as those who are cardiologists, and they may not earn as much.
你知道他为什么要当牙医吗？
Do you know why he wanted to be a dentist?
他可以跟人家传福音。
He knows that he could have a great opportunity to share the gospel.
他不让他反驳，嘴巴张开，然后他就可以。
It's a great opportunity because they can't speak and they can't talk back.
他是真的做这样做见证。他说：“我当牙医是因为我有机会可以跟病人传福音。”
He really did testify this way. He says, "When I'm a dentist, I have all the opportunity to share the gospel."
你光讲道理，人家下次不来看你。他因为很有爱心，然后他又传福音，所以他用他的职业来传福音。
And when you just speak of doctrine, nobody will want to come and see him again. But he was full of love and.He really cared for his patients, and they keep coming back. He kept sharing the gospel.
在新加坡，一个眼科医生，他叫试人家视力的时候，不是用那个圈或是英文字母，他是用圣经的话。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫他们念。
There's an optometrist in Singapore, and also a brother in the Lord. When he had his chart for people to test their eyes, instead of letters, he literally had John 16 written on the chart. So they would read it.
什么东西都先想到神家。
And whatever, whatever ways in their livelihood, they think about the house of God first.
不像别人哈，有一次在一个村里面，他们准备帮村里面盖一个游泳池啊。
Unlike this particular example, once there was a village, and everybody decided that we're going to build a swimming pool.
所以村长到一家去请大家支持啊，捐钱啊，捐力了。
So the chief went house after house and say, "Hey, you know, offer up your strength, offer up your money. Let's do this together."
结果到了一个家，姑且叫他李大叔哈，请他帮忙。
And he came to Uncle Lee's house, and he said, "Uncle Lee, can you please help?"
他马上拍着胸脯说，没问题，我全力支持。
And he passed mad at himself, said, no problem, I'll support 100%.
所以你等一下，他就进去了，他以为他去拿钱去了。
He said, just wait right here, and he went inside the house, and the chief thought he went to get some money.
过了一下，他提了一桶水出来，他说来，如果不够再来告诉我。
And he came out with a bucket of water. He said, well, if you don't have enough, I have more.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做假信心，对不对？
This is not very sincere, right?
我整个村要盖游泳池，我们需要经费。
The whole village wants to build a swimming pool. We need money.
我们需要人来投入的。
We need people to come in and help.
你带一桶水来，你根本还讲得那么绝对，说反正不够再来。
A bucket of water, you say you don't have enough. Come for more. What kind of words are those?
弟兄姊妹，心到底在不在神，在不在神家上？
Whether your heart is on God or on the house of God,
不要说神知道，连人都看得出来。
Not to say God knows, but people can see it.
那我很感动的这一次，我们二十周年，就是几乎不要去担心，好，弟兄姊妹各占其位，各尽其职。
This 20th anniversary, I didn't have to worry a bit. All the brothers and sisters, they are in their rightful positions, doing what they were supposed to do.
虽然我们之前有很多的祷告，很多的筹划，可是那一天的时候，就好像石头找好了。圣殿要盖的时候，一声令下，没有声音出来了。
And we had a lot of planning, we had a lot of prayers, but on that particular day, it's like all the stones were gathered, and by one command, everything came and fitted nicely together.
每一个组、每一个部门、每一个服事的弟兄姊妹，都在主的面前尽心竭力，非常感动。
Every group, every department, every brother and sister wholeheartedly came and served the Lord.
所以我们在神的家中，不要忘了为神家求好处。
So while we are in the house of God, let's not forget to seek the utmost good for God's house.
加勒不仅仅陪着神儿女们属灵征战，陪着他们受苦。
Only did Caleb accompany the people of God to suffer with them and to war and to do battle with them.
帮助他们得到产业，帮助他们增加他们属灵的价值。
To help them take on their spiritual inheritance, that they may increase in their spiritual war.
而且他们什么事情都是为着神家的需要为主啊。
And no matter what event in his personal life, he thought of God's house first.
最后
And lastly,
在约书亚记二十一章
Joshua chapter 21,
那里讲到神的百姓需要研究啊，这个每一个支派得到的产业，就每一个支派你们所得到的产业里面要抽出几个城要归给利未人。
And a recorded an event that it came to the time where Lot was to be taken, that particular cities,of their inheritance was going to be taken out for the tribe of Levi.
因为神的旨意要利未人散居在以色列中间，成为属灵的力量。
Because it is God's will that the tribe of Levi would be dispersed among the tribes of Israel, that they may be the spiritual strength of each tribe.
能够在各个支派中间都有以色列利未人散居在那里，带领神的百姓来侍奉神。
Then among the tribes of Israel, there would be the tribe of Levi that would lead the people of God to come and serve the Lord.
圣经上告诉我们，他们首先为了亚伦的子孙利未中最尊贵的支派祭司的支派家要来抽签的时候
So when they came and to take lot concerning the house of Aaron the house of high priest
就你发现约书亚记二十一章九到十一节说他们拈出来的第一株
And Joshua chapter 29 verse 9 tells us the very first lot that they took for the house of Aaron came to
是什么你们都很聪明
You guys are all very smart Hebron
第一株就是加勒的心爱希伯伦。
The very first lot that they took was what Caleb loved, the land of Hebron.
谁被抽到这个签，就要把他的地交出来给利未人。
And whoever wherever the lot falls, regardless of who owns the possession, they must yield it up to the tribe of Levi.
你能够想象这件事情对加勒的影响吗？
Can you imagine how this has?The type of impact it had on Caleb.
45 years of time, 昼夜盼望着希伯伦
For 45 years, day and night, he longed for the city of Hebron.
那么长旷野生活的熬炼，终于进了迦南
And all the years of the wilderness with God's people, he finally came to the land of Canaan.
来到迦南，完全不自私的，大公无私的，帮助神的儿女们打天下，花了七年
In terms of the promised land, unselfishly, he helped the people of God for 7 years.To take their land.
最后带着85岁衰老的身体哈，已经年纪大的身体，他硬是把希伯伦打下来了。
And at 85 years of age, he's advanced, but he still had a heart. He went and took the land of Hebron.
整个神家的心头大患，坚固的营垒被拆毁，让国中太平。
And the stronghold of Canaan has now been done away with. Now there is peace and no more war throughout the land of Canaan.
他终于搬进的希伯伦。
He now has moved in and settled into Hebron.
才进去。
He just stepped foot in.
开始抽签。
And then the lot was taken.
第一个抽到的就是希伯伦。
The first lot fell on Hebron.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你要知道对迦勒多不容易啊。
Do you know how difficult this is for Caleb?
你在圣经上看不见迦勒有任何的埋怨。
There is not a recording of his complaint.
其实从外面好像有一个希伯伦，有个地方吸引了他。
And though outwardly there is a land of Hebron that seems to have drawn his heart.
其实这个人已经早就住在希伯伦的属灵实际里面了。
But this man already dwelled in the spiritual reality of the name of Hebron.
他早就已经跟神像最亲密的朋友一样了。
He's already the dearest friend to God already.
所以对神No price is too high.
And as to God, there is no price that would be too high for him.
没有一个价值是太贵重的。
No price is too severe for him to pay.
为着我们所爱的，我们愿意把最好的给他。
But the one whom we love, we're willing to give him our best.
弟兄姊妹，所以当迁出来的时候
，So brothers, when the lot fell on Hebron,
我相信迦勒也会很惊讶。
I know Caleb probably was surprised.
但是他相信。一切都在神的手中。
But he trusts that everything was in God's hand.
神等于把希伯伦最好的地给了亚伦家哥辖族亚伦的后代。
And God gave the land of Hebron to the house of Aaron, that they would be a land to their descendants.
但是迦勒的伟大。
This is how great Caleb is.
迦勒真正经得起考验，他把他最好的献给了神。
Caleb can be tested that he gave his all to God.
所以我们刚刚在这里唱哈，这个他们带我们唱 "I surrender all."
And when the worship team led us and sing the song "I surrender all,"
我们唱很容易唱的。
It is easy to sing the words.
当我们真要交出东西给神的时候，已经都不容易了。
When we have to give it up, it is difficult already.
不要说交出心爱的给神。
Not to say the one that we offer up is the one whom we love.
而我们这个人常常最大的心爱就是我们的老自己。
And our greatest love oftentimes is our old self.
我们可以损失一切外面的，但是我们不能够损失自己。
We can lose everything, but we cannot lose the self.
迦勒把他自己所有最好的都给了神。
So Caleb gave his very best to God.
所以我们发现这个人爱神。
So we discover this man loves God.
这个人专心跟随神。
He's wholeheartedly towards the Lord.
所以他不光是爱主的人兴起。
And not only do we desire that those who love the Lord will rise up.
我们特别说过，这些器皿不光他们跟神的关系很特别。
And we said that these vessels, not only do they have a special relationship with God.
我们也特别强调他属灵的影响力。
And we focus on their spiritual influences.
所以迦勒不仅仅给我们立出了一个很好的属灵领袖的榜样。
So Caleb not only gave us a wonderful example of a spiritual leader.
而且他整个一生的生活
But all the days of his life,
在神儿女们中间是一个大的祝福、啊、
And the, among the people of God is a great blessing.
他陪着神儿女们经过所有的环境高山低谷旷野的管教
He went through all the circumstances with the people of God through mountains down the valleys and all the disciplines.
他整个的心帮助神儿女们神家活在神的旨意中能够承受迦南为业
His heart was on the will of God that the people of God may live in the will of God and inherit the land of Canaan.
把神儿女们带进神的祝福带进神的应许
and he may help and bring the people of God into the blessings of the Lord, the promises of the Lord,
增加属灵的价值
that they may be increased in their spiritual work.
他在这里为神家征战，哈，把最强的仇敌打掉了
and he would do battle and war on God's behalf and annihilate the strongest of enemies.
他也在这里立下了榜样，他把最好的给神，给神家
and he set up the example of surrendering his very best to God and God's house.
他甘心地把希伯伦交给了亚伦的子孙
he willingly gave.The land of Hebron to the descendants of Aaron.
弟兄姊妹，他每一步路都为着神，为着神家。
Every step that he took for the house of the Lord.
啊，跟河东两个半支派不能相比。
It cannot be compared to the two tribes on the other side of the river.
完全凭己意挑自己的地方。
And they picked the land according to their own desires.
这里是最好牧放羊群的地方。
And this is the greatest place for us to shepherd our flock.
我可以为羊群逐圈，为妇人孩子叫逐城。啊、为 羊群逐圈
And we could build a fold here, we could build cities here.、
啊、完全是为着自己的家庭，为着自己在世界上的亨通，在这里做一切的事情。
And these two tribes made all the decisions based on what is best for their family and how they would prosper in the world.
以法莲支派进来的时候，埋怨他们所得到的产业。
And the tribe of Ephraim, when they came to the land of Canaan, they complained about what they got.
说太多树林，有太多仇敌的铁车，有太多的难处。
There are too many trees and too many chariots of the enemy. There are too many difficulties.
你发现约书亚自己虽然也是以法莲支派，但是他非常公正的领袖。
But you know Joshua, he, although he is of the tribe of Ephraim, he was a wonderful, a just leader.
他说有树林是真的，把它砍掉。
Said yes, you have trees, go chop them down.
有铁车是真的，把它赶走。
There are chariots, drive them out.
对，约书亚一点没有同情自己的老乡。
Joshua were not sympathetic to his own tribesmen.
所以约书亚跟加勒两个人成为神家的这个柱石。
And Joshua and Caleb became the pillars in the God.
给神家里面带来极大的祝福。
And brought about a great blessing in God's house.
我们下次讲约书亚。
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。